The bishops of Thailand have appealed for national reconciliation as red shirt protesters remain encamped in one of the most prominent shopping districts of the capital, Bangkok. The president of the bishops' conference, Archbishop Chamnern Sentisuknaran, says that the main enemy is hatred and anger. He invited everyone to forgiveness and emphasized that negotiation and prayer are essential for resolving the political and social crisis. The red shirt protesters say they want a new election held within 30 days. Charles Collins has this report.
Just a day after a series of grenade attacks in Bangkok, red shirt protesters on Friday offered a compromise to the Thai government, saying they would accept dissolution of parliament in 30 days rather than immediately. They also called on Prime Minister Apisit Wechachua to begin an independent probe into a deadly clash between protesters and the army on April 10th that killed 25 people, and said troops must be withdrawn from areas around their protest site. On Friday morning, police demanded the red shirts dismantle their barricade of tires, bamboo poles, and chunks of concrete near the entrance to the business district. They pulled back after red shirts poured fuel on the barricade but remained on alert in the area. About 3,000 people from the pro-government Multicolors group held a peaceful demonstration near Government House, saying they were fed up with the disruption and loss of business and livelihoods the protests have caused. The director for the Southeast Program at the Center for Strategic and International Studies, Ernest Bauer, says new elections are the only solution to the crisis.
If elections aren't announced and held or committed to soon, the yellow shirts, or the sort of the opposing faction, has threatened to come into the streets themselves within 7 days. If that happens, there's a real threat of more bloodshed. As you know, we lost 23 people in the streets of Bangkok two weekends ago. And if the two sides clash like that in the streets, it's almost a certainty that the Thai military would step in and take control.
Since the protests began, 45 incidents of grenade attacks and bomb explosions have rocked the city. The United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon appealed to both protesters and the Thai authorities to avoid further violence. I'm Charles Collins.